call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Dave Rock. Good morning, Coach Brock.
Good morning.
Morning. Certainly a tough Saturday for your guys, dropping a 43-20 decision at James Madison. As you've gone back and look at that game, kind of give me your breakdown of what happened.
Well, I mean, I certainly think we performed, you know, poorly, you know, from a coaching perspective and a playing perspective. You know, the game in and of itself, you know, they were able to drive the ball in the opening part, missed a field goal. We did the same, had a penalty and got backed up, missed a field goal. They scored, we scored, and you know, you're in the second quarter and you feel like, all right, this is going to be a little bit of a slugfest. And you know, we really needed to get a stop defensively. We weren't able to do it. And then offensively, you know, we either needed to score or possess the ball. And you know, again, we didn't do a good enough job of keeping the game under control in the second quarter. And you know, got away from us. And that's really a coaching issue. I mean, we have to find a way to either get off the field on defense or possess the ball and score on offense. And you know, when you play a team like James Madison, and I give a lot of credit to them, they're talented and explosive and all the things that you like to be. But you got to limit the amount of opportunities they had, and we really failed to do it. And again, we got to make sure we do a better job in terms of preparation. And you know, we'll certainly have our hands full when Maine comes to town this week.
What makes that? Obviously, JMU is not just against you guys, but they're second nationally in scoring and total offense, all those type of things. What makes them so tough to stop right now?
Well, I mean, I think they got really good players. They're coached really well. You know, they create a lot of open field one-on-one situations. You know, we probably tackled as poorly as we've tackled in 3 years. You know, and again, I'll give some of the credit to them. I think, you know, when you look at some of the missed tackles, we were in the 20s, and you know, that's unacceptable. But again, they do a good job. They have really good skill. The quarterback played lights out. You know, he was able to run the football, and you know, he made a lot of plays with his feet and threw the ball. You know, so any time you have that number of weapons and things kind of hit on all cylinders, and they made an awful lot of contested plays. You know, again, they certainly took it to us.
We're here with Delaware head coach Dave Brock. If you have a question for Coach Brock this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we've got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question from the line of Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Coach Brock, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thanks. Just want to ask you, you got Maine coming up this week. They had a true freshman running back run for 151 yards. Just maybe a few thoughts on him, and then on Maine in general, what are you looking for this weekend?
Well, I think, you know, you look at what they've done. You know, they have to play two FBS schools to start the year, which is, that's brutal. And the circumstances are what they are, but it's really hard to get off to a good start, you know, when you're in that environment and you have to play those games. You know, obviously they played JMU, you know, tougher than we did for sure. And then they come back and you know, got off to a rough start against Bryan. You know, you can just see the resolve that's been a hallmark of their program. I mean, they just battled. They put their heads down and played physical, tough football and you know, kind of clawed their way back into it and found a way to win, which I got to believe gives them an incredible amount of momentum coming into this week. You know, again, I think they have characteristics that you love when you watch them on film. They're tough. They're going to hit you in the mouth. They're really physical on defense. I think they have an elite player in our league on every level of the defense, in the D lineman 5 and 6, the linebacker in the corner 1. Really good players. Offensively, they're balanced. Obviously, you know, you see a young kid jump off the film and have the kind of day he did, and anybody who's balanced creates problems for you defensively. So I think we'll have an incredibly challenging task here this weekend, and we'll certainly have to be a lot better than we were last weekend.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Your next question is from Mike Lowe with the Portland Press Herald.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Good. You sounded a lot like Coach Harris Simiak said after they played JMU about the missed tackles and the inability to get off the field. They're a pretty good team.
Yeah, again, credit to them. And you know, we need to play better than we played, but I certainly think they're a good football team.
When you look at Maine, and you've gone up against them, Dan Collins, the quarterback, he had a really tough first half and came back with a great second half. What do you see in him as a quarterback? He's a kid that just keeps, you know, the team has great faith in, and I guess you need that in your quarterback, right?
You do. You know, you look at it, and like, I think kind of the DNA of their program, that, you know, they got a chip on their shoulder probably the size of Maine. They battle. You know, they play like crazy, and they're physical, and he's got resiliency. You know, I'm sure the guys look at him, and they got their, you know, they got the quarterback's back, and they're going to play as hard and as well as they need to play to give him a chance to help him win the game. And you know, they got the run game going, which is a quarterback's friend. And again, I have an incredible amount of respect for the program, and we're going to have our hands full. I know that.
What about the wide receivers, Wright and Reed? I mean, he doesn't seem to favor any one of them, and they all made plays last week.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a hallmark of the system that they're running, and you know, it's progression, and you know, they're gonna go where they need to go to get the ball out of the kid's hand, and they're trying to help him. So you know, I think that's kind of quarterback friendly, and you know, when those guys get the ball thrown to them, they're making plays, they're catching the ball, so. Again, we're going to have to do a great job first stopping the run, and then we're going to have to match up well in the back end.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure thing.
Dave, switching over to your offense, you guys got Wes Hills back in the lineup, and he certainly performed well, 78 yards on 8 carries. First time, I guess, since the opener where you've had all three backs in there. How do they each give you something different, and how do you guys go about trying to figure out ways to split carries with three such talented backs?
Well, I mean, again, I think most of the time, and I caught the end of Coach Talley's talk, it's hard to keep three guys happy, but it's just as hard in this league to keep three guys healthy. So, you know, we try to rotate them, and we think each guy's got a specific skill set and does some things well, and all of them have been very productive for us for the time they've been here. And again, having Wes back is certainly good for us, and we limited how much he played, and feel he came out of the game great, so he won't be limited going forward. But you know, we feel good about that. Thomas had a good game. Jalen had a good game. So again, we got to get back to running the football the way we're capable of doing and possessing the ball and scoring points.
Got another media question for you, and Q, if you'll get that for us, Boston.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Good morning, Dave. If you wouldn't mind another JMU question, I'm curious your thoughts on their backfield, and Johnson, Abdullah, and have two backs of that quality that can kind of come in and out. How tough is that for opponents?
Yeah, again, I think anytime people have good players, it's challenging. And I think I even said it before the game, you know, everybody talks about a 1-2 punch. They have a 1-1 punch. You know, those kids are both the elite players in this league, and you know, they're both really tough physical runners. They'll hit you a lot of singles, but they can hit home runs, and you know, that's a pretty rare quality when you get a guy who'll do the dirty work, and then you can also run away from you, get away from you. And again, I think both guys are terrific competitors and really talented players. And then schematically, you know, they get it to them all kinds. They'll throw it to them, hand it to them, pitch it to them, shovel it to them, whatever they have to do to get it to them, and schematically they're able to create some one-on-ones. And I think if you look at the tape so far this year, you know, they've probably won the preponderance of the one-on-ones, which is why they've been as good as they've been in the run game.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dave, you guys have not been back at Delaware Stadium in a month. How excited to get back home this Saturday?
Oh, really looking forward to it. You know, it's Parents Weekend. It's always the biggest crowd of the year, I think. The players are really looking forward to being back home and excited about playing this game. And again, we got to get the taste out of our mouth and have a great week of preparation. You know, Maine, again, it creates a lot of problems. They're a very good football team, very physical, very well coached. So, you know, we got to focus on the task at hand, and it'll certainly be a lot of fun after 4 or 5 weeks away of being able to run out in that stadium and play in front of these fans.
What's the challenge this week for you and your coaching staff? You guys obviously got off to 2-0 start and now have dropped a couple to get your confidence back and get the momentum back for your team.
Well, I think it starts with doing a better job putting the players in a position to be successful from a coaching perspective, and then, you know, going out and playing well. You know, and I think that's the reality of it. It sounds very simple. It's not always easy to do, but you know, we have to coach it better. We have to do a better job preparing them. You know, I look back on our open week prep for James Madison. I thought we practiced well. I can't sit here and tell you we didn't get off to a good start offensively. We had two of the better drives we've had this year, and just we didn't sustain it. So, you know, we have to find a way to in a game to gain control of a game or to keep a game in control. and you know, do what we were able to do at points last year, get games into the fourth quarter and you know, try to win them.
All right, Dave, thanks as always for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Take care.
All right, Dave.